Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Welcome back. Nate Lowell and Tim Cutting with you here tonight on WCDO. Also, thanks for joining us online, WCDOsports.com. We know we get a lot of family and friends from out of the area that are able to join us on our web stream, and that's courtesy of SFCU. At SFCU, it's all about you. So, again, thank you to everyone listening on the old AM/FM tonight, as well as online, WCDOsports.com. And if you'd like a look at our schedule, any updates that we're going to be doing in terms of soccer games, field hockey games that we might be covering, that will all be on our website. There's a calendar right at the top of WCDOsports.com. You can always check that out. That will have what we're doing during the week in terms of games we'll be at, providing stats, scores, pictures, and, of course, our football schedule for at least a week or two ahead. So you can always plan ahead at WCDOsports.com, courtesy tonight the web streaming of SFCU. So we're set to start the second half here, 40-28, Deposit Hancock on top of Sydney. So we get set for the third quarter. Sydney will kick off, and Deposit Hancock will go right to left. Sydney is in the maroon uniforms with the maroon helmet, the white trim. It says Warriors across the front of the chest there. Deposit Hancock in the white uniforms. The white helmet says DH in royal blue lettering there, the royal blue trim, and the blue pants as well. Second half about to get underway here between the Warriors and the Eagles. The Warriors kicked this one out of bounds. It looked like it was tipped. The flag came out. And let's see what the call is here. I believe it was tipped there, Tim. What do you think?
Yeah, I do believe so, too. I think they're talking about it right now. They've got the ball marked where it went out of bounds. They are picking up the flag.
They're waving off. Definitely thought it was tipped before it went out of bounds. And so this will start Deposit Hancock at about their own 28-yard line going right to left. Big defensive drive here for Sydney. Need to try to stop this to keep it a 12-point game, give your offense a chance once again.
Yep. And the Deposit Hancock team right off the bat in the second half. And, you know, real nice three and out would be a really good thing for the Sydney Warriors.
Well, the defense is going to get another steady dose of Ronnie Ballard, and I'm sure the Warriors are probably sick of hearing about him because they just had to listen for probably the whole 10 minutes of halftime there about how we can stop him in the second half. He's been spectacular here for the Eagles. As, again, they go right to left. Ballard is in the backfield. Shaver, the quarterback, under center once again. And now we'll have a flag. Going to be a false start. This one is on Deposit Hancock, so that will back them up. We'll have a first and 15. 40-28 to score, the Eagles on top of the Warriors.
One of the things I was just going to say before they threw that flag, but I'm still going to say it because they are doing a really nice job, too, is their offensive line from Deposit Hancock is really doing a nice job moving the defensive line from Sydney and clearing a lot of lanes for Ronnie Ballard and Shaver.
Both lines have been impressive here tonight on both sides of the ball. So Deposit Hancock, again, under center. They'll pitch it to Ballard. He goes to the right side, cuts back up, and now bounces to the outside. He's at the 30, the 35, the 40, to midfield before being chopped down out of bounds at midfield. Flag on the play. If it stands, it would be a 20-yard run for Ronnie Ballard. But, Tim, what's the call here?
I'm thinking it's a block in the back on that play because it was way, way behind the play. And as a coach, that will absolutely drive you nuts because that's going to turn a really nice run by Ballard possibly into a huge loss.
See what the call is here from the Zebra Crew. And it's actually going to go against Sydney here, which is not what we thought at all. And so this Ronnie Ballard run will stay. And so this is going to set Deposit Hancock up in a very nice field position.
I am totally speechless. I cannot even think where I would have seen a personal foul on that play. But the boys in the black and white said there was, so there is.
And so Ronnie Ballard has about a 20-yard run there to start the second half, and this is going to pull them all the way into Sydney territory now, again going right to left, down to the 36-yard line. So you add about a 20-25 run for Ballard, then 15 yards on top, and boy, Deposit Hancock in one fell swoop in great field position here. And again, they'll pitch it to Ballard. He goes to the left, and Sydney will trap him in the backfield. And a great play there for the Sydney Warriors to stop Ballard in the backfield for the second time tonight.
Number 53, Will Moore, made a really nice play. Fought through his block, got in there, and just, you know, didn't really make the tackle by himself, but he caused enough commotion and got some help from his teammates.
Ethan Finch and Will Moore with the tackle there on the play against Ronnie Ballard. So 11:05 to go, third quarter. Deposit Hancock 40, Sidney 28. Deposit Hancock will throw it out to the far side for Tarbox, to the 40, now to the 35. He tries a spin move, but he's shoved out of bounds. So the Sidney defense trying to hold here back in their own defensive territory with the ball on the 35. That'll bring up second and long here.
Tarbox probably went into halftime and said, hey, give me the ball. Ballard's had enough. Ballard's had it enough tonight. You know, he's got to have some rest. Let me have some here.
He made some good plays in that first half.
Absolutely.
But it was a steady dose of Ronnie Ballard, to say the least. So this will actually bring up third down, a third and nine with 10:25 to go third quarter. And the ball on the 35-yard line here with the Eagles leading the Warriors 40-28. And now we'll have a little conference with the Zebra crew here. Before we set the ball back up. So a third and nine. Warriors trying to hold here with the ball on the 35-yard line. And the Eagles going right to left. They're going to step back to throw. This is Darren Shaver, the quarterback, flushed out of the pocket, rolls to his left, has nowhere to go, and he's trapped for a loss of one on the play. And the Sidney defense brought it all on that play.
Yes, they did. They really did a nice job. Pressure made Shaver move out and try to come up, and the Sidney Warriors made a really nice job coming up and making the tackle. But also in the defensive secondary, there was nobody to throw that ball to.
So the clock continues to run down to 9:50 to go here in the third quarter. 40-28 is the score. The Eagles on top of Sidney, but they have a 4th and 11. It'd be interesting to see what they choose to go with here, either punting it away, or do they go for it? Do you have that much confidence in your running back, Ronnie Ballard?
Number three is getting the ball. That's my guess.
That's going to be my guess as well. Ballard is in the backfield. Shaver is under center. Sidney stacking the line here, and we'll have a whistle on the play. It looked like they were going to go with the pitch to Ballard, but instead, Zebra Cruz throwing the flag in a delay of game.
A little bit too much time there.
Maybe a little ploy trying to pull Sidney off.
Maybe to give the punter a little bit more room. I don't know. We'll see.
So that'll back Deposit Hancock up to a 4th and 16. Clock down to 9:15. 40-28 is the score. Eagles on top of the Warriors here under the lights tonight in Sidney. Thanks for joining us on CDO. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Tim Cutting. Always great to have you along here, Tim.
Oh, I love it. I absolutely love it. This time of year is so much fun, and a lot of times I end up not being on radio or whatever. I'm always over on the sideline running the chains or down marker or something. So I love this game, I really do, and I really appreciate WCDO having me.
Glad to have you. As Deposit Hancock will take a timeout, we'll keep it right here though. 4th and 16 with 9:05 to go third quarter. Eagles on top of the Warriors 40-28. Deposit Hancock, they were down 16 in that first half. They came all the way back. They now have a 12-point lead. And Tim, I think I see you everywhere. Basketball last year, because we worked together a lot for football. Basketball, I'd see you across the gym no matter where I went. There you were. Saw you at a couple other events, baseball, softball. So you certainly keep up with the Warriors, that's for sure.
Yeah, definitely maroon and white all the way through.
Well, I will say that Sidney has such a great alumni support group here, and they're going to be doing a lot with that this year. So make sure you stay tuned. A lot of these games are going to have alumni themes to them throughout this year as the fall continues to move along. So a 4th and 16. Here's Deposit Hancock punting it away with Ronnie Ballard. And this one is a rocket into the back of the end zone. And so Sidney holds on defense, and they will start at their own 20-yard line going left to right. So 40-28 is the score. 8:59 to go here, third quarter. We'll step away for 30 on WCDO.
As a small business owner, you are busy meeting the needs of your customers and your staff. Who's there to help meet your needs? Well, come speak with me. I'm Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance. I can help with all your business insurance needs, including workers' compensation and disability. We also have markets for group health and dental plans. Please give me a call at 563-9955 for a free, relaxed, no-pressure analysis of your business insurance needs. That's Neighbors Insurance, Route 7, Riverside, Sidney, or in Oneonta, Route 7 on the East End.
your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back, folks. Third quarter moving along, 8:40 to go. Sydney with their first possession of the second half. They trail Deposit Hancock here at home, 40-28. The Warriors in the maroon and white going left to right. The ball is on their own 20-yard line. And now a second and five here and a flag on the play. And a false start will back them up 5 yards. First play was a run there by Dawson Backus, and he'd picked up five there.
Mickey did buy the penalty.
Just like we talked about at the beginning of the game, sometimes these first games of the year, you just don't, everyone's trying to get on the same page still, and that's what makes it so hard, so frustrating, I'm sure, for some of these coaches and players out there, and certainly some of the fans, too. So now a second and 10, 8:15 to go here in this third quarter, and a run up the middle. Nice job by Backus, and he picks up 9, very close to the first down there for Backus, who is up over 50 yards rushing now.
Yeah, real nice play. He made a guy miss in the hole and cut back inside and got a real nice gain, almost got the first down.
He has had to work for it tonight. Deposit Hancock has made him work for every yard. And so he's right around 10 carries for a little over 50 yards. So a great job by Dawson Backus. Looks like we're going to see him a lot in the backfield this year. So 7:35. Game clock is rolling here in the third quarter. It's 40-28. And a third and one here for the Warriors. Of course, Darren Smith, the freshman quarterback. Instead, they will direct snap this one to Dawson Backus, but he has nowhere to go. In the backfield, he breaks the tackle, tries to push his way forward on that left side, but again, the Eagles swarm and bring him down. Sydney, a little trickery, but unable to get the first down there.
I'll tell you, I'll give him a lot of credit for that play because he actually was going to lose like 5 or 6, and he got it back to a positive, you know, 2 or 3 that he lost.
So after the first half where it was offense all the time, a little defense is mixed in here. So this 40-28 score stands. Right now it's a 4th and 4 for Sydney. Ball is on their own 26. They go left to right. 6:45 to go third quarter. Clock continues to run. And Ethan Finch will punt it away here for Sydney. This one high up into the lights. Bounces on the big Sydney S at midfield. And it looks like the Warriors will stop it there. So good field position starting off for Deposit Hancock. And we'll take a little bit of a break here, 30 seconds. Again, Deposit Hancock 40, Sydney 28, 6.5 to go third quarter. For Tim Cutting, I'm Nate Lowe on CDO.
With cooler weather on the way, now's the time to think about getting your furnace and air ducts cleaned for this year's heating season. Kirk Gardner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney can install, service, and repair furnaces, hot water heaters, and boilers. Kirk also offers air duct cleaning, plumbing, electrical work, and carpentry. From decks, porches, and siding installation to minor home repairs and even complete remodeling of your home or business. Professional quality work at reasonable prices. Call 349-0833. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
6:10 to go, third quarter. This will be a 2nd and 5. Ronnie Ballard picked up 5 yards at midfield for Deposit Hancock as we get back underway here, third quarter. Going right to left, Eagles have the ball. Ballard is in the backfield, and he pretty much has 2 blockers back there all the time as well to help him out. This time they hand it off, and up through the middle, a new ball carrier here for Deposit carrying the load. That's Colby Hall, his first carry of the night, and a first down here for the Eagles.
That Colby Hall had quite a few lead blockers on that play. Obviously has the front line, but then he also had 2 halfbacks helping him out as well.
So Deposit Hancock now content to just let this clock tick. They have a 12-point lead. 5:45 to go, third quarter, and they have a 1st and 10 on the Sydney 37 as they go right to left. Boy, this third quarter really moving along compared to the first half, where there was a lot of stop and go.
Well, we actually talked about the first quarter up here, and it actually was a 12-minute quarter.
It was a long goal, but that's for sure. As they hand off to Ballard, he cuts to the right.
Some auto dealers focus on sales, and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that's second to none. Butler Auto has over 120 vehicles on the lot. Every make and model from Hondas, Nissans, and Toyotas to Fords, Chevys, Chryslers, and so many more. And remember, guaranteed credit at Butler Auto Sales, Service and Rentals, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney. The name your friends, family, and neighbors know and trust. Shop 24/7 online at butlerautosales.com.
I finally found the perfect match.
Remember, a dating site photo may not be entirely indicative.
No, I mean two McDonald's sausage McMuffin with egg sandwiches are now just $3.33. What could be a better match?
Well, you could match one sausage McMuffin with egg sandwich with any size McCafe coffee or soft drink for $3.33.
Oh, that's quite appealing as well.
So you'll be keeping your options open.
I say to each her
Price and participation may vary. Limited time only. Price of individual item posted on menu board.
Humans, gather round. Today is a new day with kids to inspire, rules to bend, jokes to tell, smiles to crack, songs to sing, and before all of that, rich, smooth McCafe coffee to love. Because starting your day with a little lovin' is always the right choice.
The best things begin with the little things. Love every day to the fullest with the smooth, rich, freshly brewed taste of McCafe coffee for just $1 in any size. Only at McDonald's. A la carte only. Prices and participation may vary. Limited time offer.
To the game. You know,
very true.
I mean, it's absolutely amazing viewpoint and everything, but you definitely got to pay attention.
Yeah, you have to be on top of it all the time, I would say.
Absolutely. You can't be talking to somebody and, you know, not paying attention and all of a sudden get taken out from your need.
They let the talkers hang out up here with us.
Yeah. So.
That one was very close. It was hard to tell. We haven't got an official signal yet. If that was going to be a first down or not, it was really close. No official sign yet. Now it looks like they will just have the nose of the ball past the chain, so I believe first and 10 here for Deposit Hancock with 4:48 to go in this third quarter. You're Sydney, just like on the first drive that they had in the second half for Deposit Hancock. You're looking to hold them here. You need to do it and keep it at 12.
If they had a nice little defensive stop in that first drive and really need it right here, in this situation.
So first and 10, the ball is on the 28-yard line as Deposit Hancock is deep in Sydney territory. Again, they're content to hand it off and go up the middle. Again, here for Deposit Hancock and Ethan Warmuth. Just a quick run there.
Yep, first back through on that play and a nice little change of pace for Deposit Hancock. You know, everybody else is seeing the sole number 6. That was number 20.
And so that's only the third guy to make a run here tonight for Deposit Hancock, as we've seen Ronnie Ballard pretty much the rest of the way. So a second and 6 here for the Eagles. The ball is on the 24 as they march into Sydney territory going right to left. They hand this one up off the middle again, probably a gain of 3 or 4 as they go back to Colby Hall.
They faked the sweep that time and actually ran a counter play with Colby Hall towards the inside guard on the left side of the Warrior line.
3:40 to go, third quarter. 40-28. Deposit Hancock on top of Sydney. Nobody has scored in this third quarter. 40-28 was our halftime score, believe it or not. 68 combined points in the first half. So a 3rd and 2. Ball is on the 20. Here for the Eagles. They hand it off. And again, right up the middle, they'll get the first down, carrying the ball all the way down to the 10-yard line here. And I believe, let's see who comes out of the pile. That was a pile. That was Colby Hall once again, a first down, and Deposit Hancock slowly chipping away at the clock.
Yeah, definitely. They're taking some valuable time off the clock, and they're just still running the offense. And nice tackle there on the play by number 39, Zach Green from the Warriors.
And so Deposit Hancock content to slow it down a little bit here in this third quarter. Chew up some clock, that's for sure. 2:55 to go, third quarter. Play clock is down to 5, and now we'll have a whistle and a penalty here against the Eagles.
Thinking about, you know, you're looking at the score and you're saying, like we talked about this at halftime, they scored 40 points, we're ahead by 12, but that other team scored 28.
Yes.
So, you know, you got to think about, hey, we don't want them to have the ball. We want to make sure that we're taking the time off the clock and limiting the time that they have to run their offense, their high-powered offense.
We've seen it from both sides. They're capable of scoring 1 or 2 plays in the drive.
Yep.
So anything is still possible. Hand off to Ballard here on 1st and 15 after the penalty, and he's going to chew his way all the way down to the 5-yard line, and Deposit Hancock is again knocking on the door with 2.5 minutes to go, third quarter. They're looking to add to this 12-point lead.
Yeah, real nice run there. He carried about 4 or 5 Sydney Warriors for another two more yards after initial contact.
Ballard is well up over 100 yards here for the contest, and he has 3 touchdowns. None of those were on the ground. He had a return and then 2 through the air. So he's been a jack of all trades here tonight. 2 minutes to go, third quarter, 2nd down and 3. They'll hand off and right up the middle, and a touchdown here for Deposit Hancock, right up the gut, and a very nice run there by Ethan Warmoth.
Yep, real quick hitter there again. They kind of decoyed with Ballard, and, you know, I mean, that's, we talked about it before. They needed to key on him because he was the man in that first half. And I'll tell you what, a nice play, good play call there by Jeremiah.
Jeremiah Johnson, the head coach here for Deposit Hancock. He's really got a nice program going over the last couple of years. Again, their only losses last year, Unitigo, Walton, Tioga. 3 powerhouse teams. They were 6-3 overall last year. So now they'll kick the extra point up and in, and it's a 46-28 lead for Deposit Hancock. 2:01 to go in the second quarter, and that was the quarterback there, Darren Shaver, kicking the extra point.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I mean, you know, you talk about these schools, these smaller schools that have merged. Okay?
Yes.
You're talking about 2 schools that were bitter rivals.
Oh, yeah, for many
years. And years and
many
years. And now you say, okay, you guys get to play football together.
And I'm
not
sure.
Not basketball, not baseball. You get to play football together. So those locker rooms must be pretty interesting at times, I would think.
I mean, yes, they're still rivals the rest of the year, but they come together to play football. It has to be interesting. And, you know, you see it in some of the other sports, too, with some of the other local schools. You know, for a long time, Edmiston kids went over and played at Unadilla Valley, and you go back in the Tri-Valley, New Berlin and Edmiston were always big rivals. You see kids from Franklin coming over and playing football at Unitigo. But, Deposit Hancock, now look at Harpersville-Afton. Same thing,
yeah.
Just starting last year. I mean, those two rivals over the years as well. So now a little squib kick is again picked up by Manzer here for Sydney. Mike Manzer has done a great job all night tonight for Sydney falling on that. And so Sydney will take over with 2 minutes exactly to go here in the third quarter. They trail 47-28, and the Warriors will have a 1st and 10. They're in their own territory going left to right. Ball will be on the 42.
Starting to see the heads hung a little low for the Warriors, so this could be a real good test for the for that young team. You know, just say, hey, look, we're not going away. Get down there, run your offense like you did in the first half, and come back and say, hey, we're still here.
This will be a big character drive here for the Warriors. What can they put together here in this third quarter where they haven't been able to put any points on the board? They haven't had the ball that much, though, as Deposit Hancock has really chewed up some clock on the ground. So the Warriors trail 47-28. They go left to right here, and Smith will toss one out to Dawson Backus in the flat. Gets by one tackler and works his way up towards midfield on that left side. Nice pass play there. Pickup of 6 or 7 there to Dawson Backus.
I don't know if you really saw how close that was to being picked off, but, I mean, it was pretty close. And Dawson got hit, didn't go down, kept his feet, and got the positive yardage. Great job.
So just a great pass play there. And I can't say how impressed we've been with Darren Smith here tonight. Wearing number 12, the Sydney Warriors freshman quarterback has done a lot of nice things with the ball.
Mm-hmm.
Now he hands off to Dawson Backus, and he sprints his way up through the middle, cuts it back to the 30, to the 20. He's going to go to the back of the end zone, it looks like, folks. Tripped up, just at the 1-yard line, but a 50-yard run for Dawson Backus all the way down to the white chalk by the end zone.
Yeah, great run right there. He switched his directions a couple of times, ran over one guy, and then just got tackled at the end. And coming off of on the play, he's got a little bit of a shoe issue, I think.
So Dawson Backus, that's his biggest run of the night. Split through the line and just out-sprinted a couple of guys past the 30, past the 20. Looked like he was going to go, but a nice defensive effort by Deposit Hancock to get back. So If Sidney can punch it in here, this is the drive that we talked about. No need to hang their heads as they will hand it off here in the backfield to Shane Sickler, but he's wrapped up for a loss of one on the play.
That happened really quick. The Hancock, or deposit Hancock player was in the backfield in a heartbeat there. Maybe guessed on the snap, or there was a missed assignment or something. I'm not quite sure, but Shane really didn't have a chance.
35 seconds to go, third quarter. Clock continuing to run. Play clock is at 20. Sidney should get one last playoff here to end the third quarter. They trail 47-28, trying to cut back into this deposit Hancock Eagles lead. Sidney going left to right. The ball is on the 5-yard line. They drop back, a throw into the end zone, looking for Pecor, is tipped away by the Eagles defense. And a very nice play there by Trenton Curtis.
Yeah, Trenton Curtis made a really nice defensive play on the ball right there.
And so this will bring up third and four. Clock has stopped. 17 seconds to go. Third quarter. It's 47-28. And so Darren Smith trying to orchestrate this touchdown drive after a 50-yard run from Dawson Backus to get him down here on the goal line. Smith drops back, looks to his left. Pressure coming. Throws tipped away. And fourth down coming up here for Sidney. They can't afford, with 13 seconds left in the third, to leave these points on the board.
No, they definitely need to punch it in here. Keep that positive vibe going for them and for this young team.
Fourth and four. Sidney trails 47-28. 13 seconds to go here, third quarter. Zach Green comes over to the sideline. Quick chat here with the coaching staff. Play clock is at 20. And so Sidney has some time. Green comes in with the play here, down to 10 on the play clock. Sidney hikes it, fakes the handoff. Smith to his right, throws, finds it, touchdown Sidney. He finds Shane Sickler, and the Warriors on fourth and four roll to the right and get the conversion. That was huge.
Yeah, real nice play right there on fourth down. Darren made a nice read, and actually we thought up here that he might have been able to run, but he held on just at the last minute, just before he got to the line of scrimmage. Let the ball go. Touchdown, Sidney. Great job.
So Sidney on fourth and four needed to get that in, and they find a way to do it. That's their first points here in the second half. It's 47-34, 6 seconds to go in the third quarter, and Sidney looking to go for two.
That was caught by Ethan Finch.
Ethan Finch.
Yep. Sidney PA corrected us.
Too many twos, too many sixes,
all these single digit numbers,
the trendy thing now. So Ethan Finch, that is going to be his second touchdown of the night. And now, so Shane, who we thought just scored the touchdown, Shane Sickler, will punch it in for two.
On the ground, nice little run by Shane.
So that's
one thing One thing I was going to mention about Shane is he's small in stature. It's hard to find. He's really quick, and, you know, he gets behind somebody, he's not going to be easy to find and tackle. So great little drive there for the Warriors at the end.
So a nice play there by Ethan Finch, getting into the back of the end zone, cuts into this deposit Hancock lead, 47-36. Now the score, Sidney still in this ball game. Whole fourth quarter to come. We'll keep it right here for the final kickoff here in this third quarter. Now it's going to be up to the Sidney defense. Can they make a stand? As Ethan Finch, two touchdowns now. Thought that was Sickler, but it was Finch who gets in there for the Warriors. And, boy, Finch, one of those guys we said played at the end of last year, showed us a little something, comes out tonight, and he's looked very good.
Yeah, he's, you know, again, young kid, nice, good, playing really well, and going to be hearing a lot of him this year in Sidney.
Sidney will kick off, and Pecor's kick goes all the way down to the 35, and the Eagles will just fall on it. So 4 seconds to go, third quarter, and it looks like the Eagles will get one last playoff here in this third quarter. And so we'll see what deposit Hancock draws up, but a quick-moving third quarter really compared to a slow-moving first half, even though the score at halftime was 40-28. So a first and 10 here for deposit Hancock as they will go right to left.
Kind of got caught up there. We missed something. There was somebody got absolutely leveled on that play. And I'm not quite sure who it was, but Warrior sideline was not happy with that play at all.
Last play of the third quarter here for Deposit Hancock. They'll hand it off for Ballard. He tries to go up the middle. Nowhere to go, maybe a gain of one, and that'll do it for the third quarter. 47-36. Deposit Hancock on top of Sydney. Fourth quarter coming up for Tim Cutting on Nate Lowe. We'll be right back here on CDO.
Waste Recovery Enterprises in Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valleyview Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. The area's most trusted and diversified source for all your disposal needs. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valleyview Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
The Madden family of funeral homes continues to serve the needs of our local communities in Broome, Chenango, Otsego, and Delaware counties. The Osterhout Madden Funeral Home is located in Harpersville, and the Westcott Madden Funeral Home is in Unadilla. The Madden family of funeral homes is proud to support local high school football on WCDO and wishes all area athletes good luck this season. Offering a wide range of personalized services to suit your family's wishes, the Madden family of funeral homes will be there for you. Call 693-1151. Or 369-4122.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Start of the fourth quarter here in Sydney. Nate Lowell joined by Tim Cutting here on CDO. Also on WCDOsports.com. Thanks to any of our listeners joining us on the web out there tonight. Always glad to have you along as well. And so start of this fourth quarter here. Deposit Hancock with the ball. They switch sides and now going left to right, and they'll hand off and up the middle here. The ball is on the ground, but it appears that Deposit Hancock picks it back up. Colby Hall now, seeing a lot more of him here in the second half. He picks up about five for Deposit Hancock.
Nice break for Colby there. He dropped the ball, and the ball bounced right back up into his hands, and there was nobody in white near there, so it was all Sydney if it doesn't do that.
And this will be a second and seven now. 30 seconds gone here in the fourth quarter. Deposit Hancock in the white and royal blue going left to right here against this maroon and white Sydney defense. They'll hand it off to Ronnie Ballard, and Sydney swarming all over him. A gang tackle as maybe he picks up one as he tried to roll down to the left side. This will actually bring up fourth down.
Yeah, real nice play there. And actually, the player that made the tackle, I believe, is still down on the ground for the Warriors.
My mistake, I thought it was second down. It was actually third, so this will bring up fourth down now. Looks like Will Moore was the player down, as he will be attended to by the coaching staff. Looks like maybe cramp of some kind, something along those lines. We'll hope he's okay. We'll keep you updated. 11:15 to go. Fourth quarter, it's 47-36. And we'll try to get a look at the out-of-town scoreboard here while we have a minute. But Sydney's still in this ball game, folks, that's for sure. Trailing 47-36. We do have one final score already. Forks defeats Oneonta 55-8. So Forks picking right up where they left off last year. Just such a powerhouse.
Incredible program. And, you know, I mean, I was watching WBNG this morning, and they were talking about them because they're going for the three-peat for this time. And the last time they had that opportunity, and when I say three-peat, I mean the state championship, obviously. But, you know, when they didn't do it. So they have a lot of drive and initiative to get back to Syracuse and to try to win a third state championship in a row.
And get this one, Chenango Forks hosts Maine Endwell next week. Of course, Maine Endwell has a 52-game win streak going. And I know they had a very close game last year. I think it was 14-7.
I think we were on the air that night. I'm not positive.
Yeah.
Had a game and whatever. And I remember that they were talking about how many people were at that football game as a high school football game between two. And as it ended up, they both ended up winning New York State championships.
Yeah, certainly just great teams in Class B and C. Really just two great programs, a lot of fun to watch, even though they're not in our coverage area. Great to keep an eye on because we see Forks coming up here to play Sydney and Green as well. So now this will be a 4th and 6 for Deposit Hancock, and they will punt this one away to Sydney. And this one goes back to Ethan Finch. He catches it. Nice move. He's to the 40 and tries to make a move. Loses the ball. It's on the turf, and I don't know who's going to come up with this one. We'll have to see what the referees say at the bottom of that pile. This could be a big momentum swing here. I think Sydney may have gotten it back. Yes, they did. Sydney comes back up with that one. Finch was trying to make a move to the outside and got a huge hit laid on him. He lost the ball, but was able to scoop it back up. So 10:58 to go, fourth quarter. Deposit Hancock 47, Sydney 36. Warriors with the ball going right to left on their own 39-yard line.
Not sure who that was, but that was an absolutely perfect form tackle on that. He put his hat right on the ball.
And Finch, a very quick guy. We've seen that here tonight. Couldn't get around the corner, and that ball was on the turf in about a heartbeat. And so Sydney now trying to punch their way back into this game. 10 seconds left on the play clock as they go right to left. Ball on their own 39. Smith will drop back, has nowhere to go as the Deposit Hancock line collapses on him, and Darren Smith just falls down. Wise move, just take the sack there.
Yep, absolutely. I mean, you stand up there and you get you could get hit and get hurt really bad, so it was a nice play by Darren. That's probably the first time tonight that we've seen Deposit get that pressure on him that quickly.
10.5 minutes to go, fourth quarter. Eagles on top of the Warriors, 47-36. Warriors with the ball, 2nd and 12, so a loss of 2 on the play. And again, we'll be back next week when Sydney travels up the road Friday night to take on Unitigo. Unitigo in a battle right now with Green tonight, but that's just a quick look ahead to next week here on CDO for Friday Night Lights. Pass from Smith looking for Zach Green on 2nd down off his fingertips. Ball falls down to the turf, and that will bring up 3rd and 12 with 10:07 to go.
Real big play here. I mean, obviously, you got to be thinking that. Might be thinking too, depending on how close they get to the first down on the 3rd down play. You might be thinking a second, playing on 4th down, but it's a lot of time left. You're only down by 11, and Sydney really does have that quick strike ability. So
Sydney going right to left, the ball on their own 36. It's the 3rd and 12. They trail 47-36. Ball high up in the air, caught by Alex Hoskins. 1st down and more. He's at the 40, down to the 30, and the Warriors are still alive. Alex Hoskins, another big play for the Warriors.
Just about ready to say, we hadn't heard from number 10 in a while, and here we go. There he is. Nice play, great throw by Darren, and big, big 1st down for the Warriors.
Apparently, he only likes to catch the ball if it's over 30 or 40 yards, because that's another one that goes deep. And now Sydney is into Eagles territory. And another quick snap from Smith, and he finds Zach Green, and just off his fingertips on 1st down, he's roped down, and the ball falls to the turf. So 9:52 to go, 4th quarter, 47-36, Deposit Hancock on top. And this will bring up a 2nd and 10 with the ball on the 29-yard line deep in Eagles territory.
Even if Zach had caught the ball, I don't think he was going to go very far. That Deposit Hancock guy was great all over him.
Defense was certainly keeping an eye on Green as he went across the flat there. So now a 2nd and 10, ball technically on the 29. Smith throws. It's tipped at the line as, again, he tried to go to Hoskins. And now that quickly brings up a 3rd and 10 for Sydney with 9:49 to go here. 4th quarter, and the Warriors trailing 47-36.
Down here, you got to definitely be thinking they're 2-down territory. You know, I mean, they're not going to put the ball and pick up a net 10 yards or whatever, more than likely. So
9:49 to go, 4th quarter. It's a 3rd and 10, ball on the 29. Sydney going right to left. And here's Smith. He's going to loft one up looking for Hoskins, but it's intercepted here by the Eagles. Guess who? Ronnie Ballard runs it back about 20 yards before being shumped out of bounds. And what can't that man do?
Yeah, I noticed that on that play because he was playing like a free safety type position, and he was just reading the quarterback's eyes and made a nice play on the ball, but there is a flag on the play. Sure, it was after the change turnover, but I think there was a block in the back.
So this would be the first interception of the night for either side.
Yep.
First one for Darren Smith, who has played just a great, great game here tonight. He has 4 touchdown passes. Your freshman quarterback in his first varsity start, you have to be happy with that. And he was trying to make a play there to get it to Hoskins.
Absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, I mean, you can't hold that thing against the kid. I mean, he's coming into a game that he really didn't have a year last year. He was hurt. So he didn't have any experience. He watched Tommy Hoskins for pretty much the whole entire year. And then they say, hey, you're what, 14 years old? That's a varsity program.
Here's the keys to the Ferrari, right? So Deposit Hancock will take over. They're deep in their own territory at their own 20. Throw it out into the flat, and they'll pick up just about 10 yards here. Going to be close to a first down with 9:30 to go here fourth quarter. The Eagles leading the Warriors 47-36. And that's Tarbox once again getting into the act of things here. Jacob Tarbox, the 5'10 senior wearing number 2.
That was a nice little play right there. They got a little bit of pressure and made a nice cut and got a couple extra yards there.
So Deposit Hancock now with the 11-point lead. Time is on their side as they start deep in their own territory here. They've worked their way up to the 30-yard line in a first and 10. Darren Shaver, the sophomore quarterback, under center. He'll pitch it out to Ronnie Ballard, who's having an excellent night, over 100 yards rushing, but he gets crammed up in the backfield by the Sydney defense. Nick Paternoster, Alex Hoskins, all in there to help out with that tackle.
I'm not sure who it was. Somebody strung that play out really nicely, and then the support got to him. That is probably the first time tonight that I've seen that sweep stop.
Finch was there. Lucas Tanner was there. Very nice play there by the Sydney defense. Again, that's the first time, as you said, that they've really had a good read on that sweep. So 8:55 to go, fourth quarter, 47-36. The Eagles on top of the Warriors here at Alumni Field at Sydney High School under the lights. Posit Hancock with time on their side. Rolling out, little quarterback keeper here for Shaver. Gets back to the line of scrimmage, maybe picks up one or two on the play, but Sydney bringing him down.
Yeah, he's coming up a little hobbled here. Looks like he's going to be okay.
Always good.
He did get hit hard right there. The initial hit was pretty impressive. The only thing the Sydney Warrior tackler didn't do was wrap him up and take him to the ground.
Always good to see these guys bounce right back up. I know, in fact, some of these Sydney guys this year are wearing some new extra equipment, some extra protective equipment after Alex Hoskins, you know, went out in that first game last year with a pretty serious injury. A lot of these guys just wearing the extra protection, and it certainly doesn't hurt. A run here for Deposit Hancock, and that was Ballard up the gut, maybe a gain of one or two, but the thing you have to think about here is the Eagles now again, just like they did in the third quarter, just chewing up the time.
Yeah, they're definitely going to take the air out of the ball and use the clock up and limit the amount of time that Sydney's going to be able to have on offense.
7:50 to go here, fourth quarter, and an 11-point lead for Deposit Hancock on the road. Well, if you are Deposit Hancock, you started Sydney this week, you go to Unadilla Valley next week before Green and Walton coming up in weeks 3 and 4 for their first home games. And now here's the Eagles handing off, and Colby Hall makes a nice run up the middle, and he's going to pick up about 20, 25 yards all the way down into Sydney defensive territory, down to the 25-yard line, and it looked like he was going to get tripped up, but just kept on going.
Yeah, he actually was going like he was going to go into the end zone, and one of the Sydney players made a nice grab on his shirt and held on to it and then got some help and brought him down.
Nice job by the Sydney defense to track him down at the last moments. As now 7:10 to go, fourth quarter, and the Eagles looking to punch it in once again. They are at the Sydney 28-yard line, and now a flag on the play. And we'll have a false start here against Deposit Hancock.
How many times does that happen tonight?
Boy.
You have a nice positive play, and then all of a sudden you have a false start penalty to take you back and kill the momentum.
I'd say we've seen 3 or 4 on each team so far here tonight.
Yep.
And, you know, as the year goes on, that will improve. These guys all get on the same page. But that will drop Deposit Hancock back 5 yards. So a first and 15 on the Sydney 32. Eagles going left to right. 6:45 to go, fourth quarter. And a handoff up the gut here, looking for Ballard once again, but he's tripped up. Sidney continually now holding him to under 5 yards on some of his carries.
Yeah, they're definitely made some adjustments on defense to shut him down. And actually, I'm noticing that Deposit Hancock is actually motioning other people around rather than Ballard, so they're really, really making a huge focus on him right now.
It is interesting. The beginning of the game, it was a blocker and just Ronnie Ballard. Now they've really worked in a couple of other little quirks in the offense for him. Now they'll throw out into the flat left side for Ballard. He's at the 30 to the 25, gets around a tackler, stiff arms down the sideline, still inbound, somehow stayed in, down to the 5, reaches for the end zone, touchdown to Ronnie Ballard, his fourth of the night. Not sure how he stayed inbounds over there.
No, I'm not either, and I'll tell you, that was an absolutely just great athletic play by him. He actually got hit probably 3 times with 15 yards left to go, bounced off, got down to about the 10, got hit again, came off that tackle, and took it into the end zone.
There was probably 3 or 4 times I thought he was either going to be pushed out of bounds, had a toe on the line. The Zebra crew was right there, and he worked his way all the way down to the pylon before jumping in. So Deposit Hancock now leading 53-36. Looks like they'll go for two. Drops back. Throws to the far side, and the two-point conversion is good. A pass there from Shaver over to the far side for Levi Wormuth, and Deposit Hancock continues to roll. They lead 55-36 with 6 minutes to go in the fourth quarter.
Real nice play-action play by Shaver on that play. Hit the ball well after the fake on the handoff and had a wide-open receiver in the end zone.
We'll take a quick break. Again, the score now with 6 minutes left in the fourth. Deposit Hancock 55, Sidney 36. We'll be right back on CDO.
Hi, this is Bill Thomas from Sidney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice? If you need auto body repair service, you choose who does the work on your vehicle. And I'm proud to say that Sidney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We offer quality, reliable work performed by trained professionals. We use the most up-to-date frame and unibody measuring equipment and the DuPont paint mixing system. So remember, if you need auto body work, it's your choice. And I hope you'll choose Sidney Auto Body, 21 Union Street in beautiful downtown Sidney, 563-8200.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. A beautiful night here for football under the lights at Sidney High School. Deposit Hancock now leading Sidney 55-36. 6 minutes to go here in this fourth quarter. Tim Cutting, I'm Nate Lull. Great to have you along, whether you're joining us on the radio or on WCDOsports.com on our live stream. So the Eagles kicking off here, and it's a short squib kick. The Warriors will fall on it at midfield. And let's see if this Warriors offense can get it going again here, Tim.
Yeah, again, like I said, it's something that work on. You know, this season is just beginning. It's a long ways to go. This is the kind of thing where you say to that young team, hey, get it together. Try to go out there and get us one more score and see what you can do as far as motivating yourselves into getting a little bit closer to this team.
You know, of course, they've given up 55 points here tonight, but they put 36 up on the board.
Exactly.
I've really been impressed with this Sidney offense. They bring a lot to the table, and they have a lot of really athletic kids out there and weapons.
Yeah, they definitely do have a lot of weapons.
And here's Smith. He's going to air one out, and this one will almost be picked off by Deposit Hancock as they were trying to find Ethan Finch down the left side. This one just sails out of bounds, though. You got to give it to Sidney. They're not afraid this late in the game. You just got to keep playing, got to take those chances.
Yes, they're definitely going to take the shots. You know, they're not just going to let somebody come into their home, absolutely beat them to death, and then not try. So they're definitely going to, you know, show what metal they have. So.
Fourth quarter action here, folks. Deposit Hancock 55 and Sidney 36, second and 10. Sidney sitting at midfield right on that Sidney S. Waiting for the snap here. Smith, freshman quarterback, gets a call from the sidelines. Now he's going to dump it off into the flat here. Finds Dawson Backus. Little juke move. Gets up to the 45 into Eagles territory. And they're about 3 yards short of a first down here. But Backus, another nice move. He's had a good night here tonight for Sidney.
Yeah, he has. He definitely made a nice catch on that play. Made one guy miss, but then the second guy got him.
5:34 to go, fourth quarter. Clock is stopped. 55-36 the score.
And make sure to stay tuned for our post-game show coming up. We'll have our awards, of course, for outstanding offense, dynamic defense, and our all-purpose award winner for tonight's game. We'll try to keep a look at the out-of-town scoreboard as well for that BG score and that Unitigo score as well. So the clock will start to roll here again, as, of course, our post-game awards are brought to you by the Catalog Outlet, NBT Bank, and ACCO Brands of Sydney. 5:20 to go, fourth quarter. Sydney with a third and four, ball on the Eagles 46 as Sydney goes right to left in the maroon uniforms here tonight. Play clock is down to five. Smith steps in. He's in the shotgun. He's got his feet right on the Sydney S at midfield. Throws to Hoskins. He lost it off his hands. It's picked off here by the Eagles and looking to take this one all the way to the house. Can he get there? Yes, he will. And the Eagles have a return interception for a touchdown. Huge play there by Darren Shaver. And just unlucky for the Warriors, bounced off the hands of Alex Hoskins.
Yep, absolutely. I mean, it was he was in the right place at the right time and took it to the house.
So that one is just one of those football plays that you're going to see from time to time. Hoskins pass a little behind him, trying to make a play, bounces off, and Shaver, with that quick speed, takes it to the house. And Deposit Hancock now leads 61-36 with 4:58 to go. And so the Eagles will line up for the extra point here. You got to give it to this Eagles team. They trailed 16 to nothing back in that first quarter, but since then, a really steady dose of Ronnie Ballard and some other guys that's done the trick. Extra point falling apart here. They're going to have to try to go for two. They loft it up into the back of the end zone, and they'll get it. Bringing it down was the big, tall, 6'4" David Shaffer in the back of the end zone.
Oh my goodness.
And when things are going your way, they are going your way. And the Eagles lead 63-36 with 4:58 to go.
Play looked like it was going nowhere. I mean, the quarterback was running out of room on the sideline and just threw it up and let the big guy go up and get it like he was going up for a rebound.
He went up, he got it, and the Eagles having a very good fourth quarter here. Again, they lead 63-36. We'll step away for 30 seconds. For Tim Cutting, I'm Nate Lowell. We'll be right back on CDO.
The Madden family of funeral homes continues to serve the needs of our local communities in Broome, Chenango, Otsego, and Delaware counties. The Osterhout Madden Funeral Home is located in Harpersville, and the Westcott Madden Funeral Home is in Unadilla. The Madden family of funeral homes is proud to support local high school football on WCDO and wishes all area athletes good luck this season. Offering a wide range of personalized services to suit your family's wishes, the Madden family of funeral homes will be there for you. Call 693-1151. Or 369-4122.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
So the Eagles will kick off left to right, and Sydney will field this kick, and they'll start at about their own 32-yard line here for the Warriors in their home maroon and white uniforms. Going right to left, they trail 63-36 here to Deposit Hancock.
Kickoff was caught by a lineman on that play way down the field. That was interesting. Set number 72, Brian Tiskin.
Now, what is that guy thinking? He's on the line, doesn't touch that ball that much, and it's sailing right towards him. Got to be a scary moment.
This is my moment.
This is my moment.
I don't get to touch the ball. I'm not dropping it.
Oh, and he held on. He went right down to the ground, made the right play.
Yep.
Nice job there. So Sydney with the ball going right to left. The offense has been impressive tonight. I mean, putting up 36 points for this young team has been nice. And now the ball on the ground. It's picked back up by Shane Sickler. He's stuck in the backfield. He's trying to make something out of nothing, and he'll get roped down by the Eagles' defense. Sydney had the ball on the turf. They just had to scoop it up and try to go from there. A loss on the play for the Warriors.
That's a scary, scary feeling. The one that gets the ball in that situation, you're just running, trying to find a spot to go, and all the time you keep seeing this cloud of white coming at you, and that's a tough situation.
Not an easy moment, as it'll bring up second and 20 with 4:25 to go here in this fourth quarter. Sydney with the ball going right to left. Back in their own defensive territory. The handoff here to Sickler. He runs through the middle. Nice little pickup here of just about 8 to 10 yards, I would say, before being brought down. Sickler, the senior, we've seen him on a few occasions here tonight, and he's done a nice job.
Yeah, real nice run right there. You know, got a little bit back for the Warriors. Brings up a manageable, you know, dominant distance here.
quick look at the out-of-town scoreboard. I've just heard BG tonight losing to Oxford 32-6 is the score that is being reported to me for BG at Oxford. We'll also take a look at that Unitego score as they were down 8-6 to Green at halftime, and we'll get you an update during the postgame show on that score. So again, handing off to Sickler here on third down, and he's roped down in the backfield with 3.5 minutes to go here, fourth quarter. Deposit Hancock leading 63-36. That'll bring up third and long here for Sydney.
It looked like
fourth and long, excuse me.
Yeah, it looked like Sickler was going to have a nice little run right there, but number six, Link from Deposit Hancock made a really nice tackle on the corner.
And so the Warriors will punt it away here with Ethan Finch. And another beautiful punt here from Finch goes well over midfield. Deposit Hancock having a little trouble here. They field it. They go left to right now over to the left side back to midfield. And cutting to the outside was number 34, Brian Seymour, before being brought down. Nate Vibbard in on the tackle there for Sydney. And so we have 2:54 to go fourth quarter, and the Eagles lead the Warriors 63-36 here at Alumni Field. But great weather, lights are on, beautiful turf field here. It's just a great night to be outside for Sydney football.
Absolutely, it is an absolutely fantastic night for football, and Sydney's taking a timeout here.
Timeout for Sydney. And again, next week we'll have two games, one on Friday, one on Saturday, so make sure you tune in to CDL. Friday night we'll have Sydney again as they head up the road to take on the Unitego Spartans. That should be a very fun game up there under the lights at Unitego. And then on Saturday afternoon, we'll be over in Delhi as it's BG traveling on the road to take on the Delhi Bulldogs. Very excited because we saw Delhi a bunch last year, but they were always over this way playing at Unitego, at BG. I'm excited to get over there. And they're really a community that embraces football. Excited to see it. And in a couple of weeks, we're going to do Delhi Walton under the lights over at Delhi. They're bringing in lights just for the one game. So they're going to bring in a set of eight lights. It's going to be a military appreciation night. I think it's going to be a lot of fun.
That sounds like a great event. And I'll tell you, the one thing about, we were talking about rivalries before. There's
right.
Your other one, Walton-Delhi. Always, just down the road from each other and always have very, very good football programs for years and years and years.
That game will be at Delhi, first time they've played under the lights, because those are two schools that don't have lights, traditionally play on Saturdays. They're going to do a Friday night under the lights at Delhi. That game will be October 2nd, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, check out WCDOsports.com. We'll have our schedule on there. But next week we'll have Sydney and Unitego and then BG at Delhi on Saturday. So 2.5 minutes to go here, fourth quarter. Deposit Hancock on top of Sydney, 63-36. Eagles with the ball looking to run off some clock here. And Sydney, although they won't get a win tonight, I would say that they have brought a lot to the table. They'll have a lot to work on for next week and a lot of positives to build on for that matchup with Unitego.
Yeah, they definitely are going to make some other coaches, defensive coordinators, and head coaches think about what are we going to do against the Warriors, because they definitely have shown that they have a lot of weapons offensively.
This will bring up a second and eight with 2 minutes to go, as that was a run by Ronnie Ballard to the outside for Deposit Hancock. Again, they're in the white uniforms, the royal blue pants, as they go left to right here. Ball on the 50-yard line just by that big maroon Sydney S in the middle of the field. So some reserves coming into the game now for Deposit Hancock to get a little time. Looks like the new quarterback will be senior number four, Trenton Curtis. The handoff to the left side. And a pickup of five here for the Eagles, as some of these guys, good first opportunity to get into the game for the year, as Deposit Hancock is going to walk away with a win here tonight. We're down to a minute 20 to go, fourth quarter. It's 63-36 at the moment for Deposit Hancock.
That's very, very valuable, because you never know, and especially in this sport, at one time you could have a really bad injury to somebody that's really, really key, and that kid has got to be able to step in and fill that spot.
Well, we look at Sydney last year. We talked a lot about it as a false start here against Deposit Hancock. We'll drop them back 5 yards. We saw Sydney, the injury bug hit them real hard last year. And a lot of local teams had the injury bug. It can happen in this sport from time to time, and you're going to have guys who are ready to step in.
Absolutely.
So 1 minute to go here, fourth quarter, and the Eagles on top of the Warriors, 63-36. Clock starts back up. post-game show coming up with our awards, Catalog Outlet Dynamic Defense Award, the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award, and the Echo Brands All-Purpose Award. And I'm just hearing now, Green beat Unitego 26-21.
Wow.
So Green on the road. Yes, they're a Class C school, but you almost expect Unitego to win that game on their home field. So Green gets the job done 26-21. And when we saw Green last year, they were a team that was young and up and coming. We knew they were going to be good the next couple of years. They get a big win at Unitego tonight.
Yeah, that is a big game, and let me tell you, that really sets up the rivalry for next Friday night.
Oh, sure does.
They don't want to go down 0-2, obviously, you know, and you're bringing your rival into town to, you're going to try to do your best to defend your home field. That should make that game really, really good.
Should be very interesting as, you know, Unitego still has a lot of weapons, too. Yes, they lost Tanner Winchester, Ryan Marzell, some of those guys, Nate Wilsey.
Mm-hmm.
Some of those guys are on playing college ball right now.
Right, don't forget Nate's little brother, though.
He was
a pretty impressive, you know, as a, I think he was a
freshman last year.
Yep.
Dawson Wilsey, be interested to see the stats from that game there mm-hmm. tonight. It looked like a close ball game, and, boy, sets up for a good one next Friday night, 7 o'clock here on CDO between Sydney and Unitego. 30 seconds left here. As Deposit Hancock leads Sydney 63-36. Folks, if you're just maybe jumping in the car from another game, you're tuning in, this has been a game that's been back and forth. Sydney was actually up 16-0 at one point. And then Deposit Hancock, 4 touchdowns tonight from Ronnie Ballard. I think they just kind of wore Sydney down. And the lead was right around 11 or 12 for a long time before Deposit Hancock has really kind of opened it up here the last couple of minutes.
Yeah, and we talked about it a little bit. You know, you could see that the Warriors started to hang their heads a little bit when it got to be a 3-score game. And, you know, this late in the game, and they were just basically taking the time off the clock. So it's going to be a learning experience for the young Warriors, but I imagine they'll bounce back and be ready for next week.
Warriors with the ball. Shane Sickler with a run up the middle. Clock continuing to run down to 20 seconds. And I believe this could be our last play of the night here, folks, as the clock down to 15. Sydney will march up, and we'll see if they take one more play here, if they take a knee, or if that's going to do it. Looks like that will do it for tonight's contest, folks. The final will be Deposit Hancock 63, Sydney 36. Our postgame show coming up. For Tim Cutting, I'm Nate Lull. We'll be right back with high school football postgame on WCDO.
Did you know that on average you spend one-third of your life sleeping, making how well you sleep and the comfort of the mattress you're sleeping on a top priority? At the Catalog Outlet Stores, they know the importance of a good night's sleep and have added one of the leaders in mattress technology.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
You can't buy convenience, but with NBT Bank Mobile Banking, you can download it. NBT Bank Mobile Banking places access to your personal finances at your fingertips. With the ability to check balances, view transactions, transfer money, and pay bills, you can enjoy the convenience of banking anywhere, anytime. Convenience counts to you, and that counts to us. Enroll today at nbtbank.com/mobile. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
Did you know that on average you spend one-third of your life sleeping, making how well you sleep and the comfort of the mattress you're sleeping on a top priority? At the Catalog Outlet Stores, they know the importance of a good night's sleep and have added one of the leaders in mattress technology, Simmons, and their legendary Beautyrest sleep products to their in-store sleep centers. Think of sleep as a way to recharge your system. Simmons has done just that with their Beautyrest Recharge, Recharge Ultra, and Recharge world-class mattresses in all sizes, styles, and comfort levels. And now through September 8th, during the Simmons Labor Day Mattress Sales Event, you can experience recharging sleep and save by receiving a free box spring with a Beautyrest mattress purchase. Simmons Beautyrest and the catalog outlet stores of Odiata, Unadilla, and North Norwich, the perfect combination for a great night's sleep.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back, everybody. Nate Lull and Tim Cutting with you one last time here from Alumni Field under the lights at Sydney High School. Again, the beautiful new turf facility. Always great to see a game here as it was tonight between Deposit Hancock and Sydney. The Eagles defeating the Warriors 63-36. It's time for our post-game awards brought to you by the Catalog Outlet, NBT Bank, and ACCO Brands of Sydney. First off, let's do our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award. NBT Bank providing financial services to our local communities for over 150 years and proud to support area high school athletes. NBT Bank for everything that counts. Member FDIC. Tim, I mean, you could choose a lot of guys here tonight, but I'd like to go with Sydney's Alex Hoskins for the Outstanding Offense Award here tonight, a guy that had over 150 yards receiving, two touchdowns, did exactly what he had to here for Sydney, and just great to see him back. He had that game-ending injury last year in the first game of the season. He was out the whole football season. Great to see him back, and what a freak athlete he is. He gets our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award here tonight.
Totally agree.
Let's do the Catalog Outlet Dynamic Defense Award. The Catalog Outlet, your store for over 1,000 items. For the absolute lowest prices on bedding, sofas, and furniture for every room in your home, visit the Catalog Outlet with stores in Unadilla, Oneonta, and North Norwich. I'd like to give this one tonight to Nick Paternoster. Recovered the first fumble. Thought he was in on a lot of tackles. Just a guy who, he's not going to be flashy. He's not going to be on the score sheet necessarily. But when you meet this young man and you see the strength and the size that he has, I'm not surprised that he got on a couple of those fumbles here tonight.
Yeah, definitely. And I imagine the ones he didn't recover, he caused, because he was right around the ball all night long. So great job, Nick.
When you look at Nick Paternoster on the roster, he's listed as 5'4", 195. We know he's in the gym constantly working out. I came up here a couple of weeks ago. They were having a scrimmage with Windsor, and they were doing like a tug-of-war drill, and he was killing absolutely anyone who would step up on the other side, whether they were from Windsor, Sydney, it didn't matter. He's certainly a strong young man. And our ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award, ACCO Brands of Sydney, supporting youth in our local communities. Happy to be part of our high school sports on CDO. ACCO Brands is a proud local employer and community partner. I'd like to give that award to Ethan Finch here tonight. Finch, a great game, two touchdowns, was all over the place, did a lot of great work. I mean, for a guy that's only a sophomore, bright, bright future to come, a lot of responsibilities, and I thought he handled it really well.
Yeah, absolutely. We talked about Ethan early in the game because he had some real key moments in last year's season, and he's really stepped forward, and looks like he's going to be a force to be reckoned with again this year.
That's our three awards, again, brought to you by the Catalog Outlet, NBT Bank, and ACCO Brands of Sydney. Again, the final, Deposit Hancock defeats Sydney 63-36. We'll be back next Friday night when Sydney is on the road taking on Unitego, and we'll be back next Saturday as well. We'll head over the hill when BG takes on Delhi. Again, those other final scores that we heard tonight, BG falling to Oxford, and Green beating Unitego on the road 26-21. So, again, as we talked about, great matchup next week between Sydney and Unitego on Friday night at 7 o'clock.
Absolutely. It's the both schools' biggest rival, and it's always a great game, and looking real forward to next Friday night at 7.
Tim, thanks for joining me here tonight.
Thanks
and
for having me.
A big thank you to Jim Tamayo back on the board down at WCDO. I really appreciate having him along, and thanks to all our listeners on WCDOsports.com as well as on the radio here tonight on WCDO. For Tim Cutting, I'm Nate Lull. Thanks for joining us tonight for live high school football on CDO.